SLN News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. Israel says it has killed two top Iranian officials.
Iranian security official Ali Larijani and the head of the Revolutionary Guard's all-volunteer Basij force, Golam Reza Soleimani, were both killed in overnight strikes, according to Israel's defense ministry. Larijani served as Secretary of Iran's Supreme National Security Council. He hails from one of Iran's most famous political families and has been an advisor to Iran's former Supreme Leader on strategy in nuclear talks with the Trump administration.
Correspondent Luke Garrett reporting, Iran later confirmed the deaths of the two men. A top counterterrorism official is resigning over the Trump administration's war against Iran, White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
Joe Kent, the director of the U.S. National Counterterrorism Center, is stepping down, saying he cannot in good conscience support the war. In a statement announcing his resignation, Kent said that Iran posed no imminent threat to our nation, and it is clear, he said, that we started this war due to pressure from Israel. His resignation reflects unease among some of Donald Trump's MAGA supporters about the war. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Republicans are launching an unprecedented effort on Tuesday to hold the Senate floor and talk for days about the SAVE Act, a voter ID bill that passed the House but faces an uphill climb in the Senate. Speaker Mike Johnson says he hopes Senate Democrats don't get in the way of the voting bill.
It's ridiculous for them to oppose it. We are cheering along the Senate Republicans in trying to force this through. Hopefully, we can get this to the president's desk for signature.
On Wall Street, the Dow up by 46 points. The Nasdaq rose 105. The S&P advanced by 16 points. This is SRN News. Americans are no strangers to prayer.
According to a Pew Research Center poll, 44% of adults in this country say they pray every day. Another 23% petition God weekly or monthly. On the other hand, 32% of Americans say they pray seldom or never. This survey is one of many that seem to indicate a kind of schizophrenia in the U.S. spiritual makeup these days. Fewer people say they care about Christianity or any kind of religious faith, and yet many are still asking God for things on a regular basis. Michael Harrington reporting.
6 years after the repeal of Roe v. Wade, a picture of abortion in the United States is coming into focus. According to the annual report from National Right to Life, just about two-thirds of all abortions are now carried out by the use of drugs, and those drugs can be shipped virtually anywhere in the country. The report also finds that half of all states have moved to enshrine abortion in law or their state constitutions. SRN News. March Madness tips off tonight, and that means the gambling industry will be active. Correspondent Mike Hempen has more.
The men's and women's basketball tournaments generate more wagering than any other event in the United States. The American Gaming Association estimates a record $3.3 billion will be legally bet on the games this year. The tournaments will tip off just 2 months after federal prosecutors announced criminal charges in a point-shaving scheme that allegedly involved six fixers, 17 former players, and four players who were active with their teams this season. Players are warned about associating with people seeking inside information about their teams or offering enticements to shave points. I'm Mike Hempen.
More details at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.